Dr. Ross Green is a clinical psychologist focusing on the unsolved problems of children, like not being able to focus on homework or not listening. He created a model called Collaborative and Proactive Solutions, or CPS. Dr. Green's model suggests behaviors are the signals of unsolved problems, and parents and teachers must work with the child to solve those problems, which will then fix the bad behavior. The Roaring Fork School District recently invited Dr. Green to the Valley to speak about the CPS model. I sat down with him before an event.
If the model isn't to punish and to reward kids, how do you recommend parents and teachers to work with the student or with their child to correct their unsolved problems?
That's done through three steps. The first is called the empathy step, which is where you're gathering information from the kid about what's making it hard for the kid to meet the expectation in the first place. That's information we frequently don't have. The second step is called the define adult concern step. This is where the adult is entering his or her concern into consideration, especially why is it important that expectation be met? Sometimes we adults don't even know why. I'm frequently saying to adults, if you don't know why it's important that the expectation be met, then why do you have the expectation in the first place? Mm-hmm. And the third step is called the invitation. This is where kid and caregiver are collaborating on a solution, but one that must address the concerns of both parties. This is how you solve problems so that they don't cause challenging behavior.
Within this model, is there any behaviors you think that this model will not correct?
We're not focused on behaviors. Behaviors are just the signals. If you're asking me if there are any problems this model cannot solve, my answer would be no.
So then the problems are like the underlying reasons to behaviors.
Correct. That is correct. Behavior is just the signal. Behavior is just the means by which the kid is communicating that he or she is stuck and having difficulty meeting certain expectations. One of the biggest issues out there is that a lot of school discipline, a lot of the focus is on the signal, the behavior. So we've been busy modifying behavior, but we haven't been very busy solving problems. And those problems tend to stack up because modifying behavior doesn't solve any problems.
And what are the consequences to only focusing on the behaviors? What does that lead to?
No problems get solved. The problems continue to cause challenging behaviors, even if you are able to get one behavior to go away. If the problem is still there, another one is going to pop up. But the biggest issue is that we have lots of kids among our most vulnerable who really need us to help them solve problems instead of modify their behavior. And they're not getting the help that they need. And eventually, because we are simply trying to work on the signal with them, the fever, they become very disenfranchised, very alienated, very marginalized, because all of these problems that they're having difficulty with still aren't solved, right? And a lot of these kids have very poor outcomes. I think there's a better way.
That was a conversation I had with Dr. Ross Green about his collaborative and proactive solutions model. More information on CPS and Dr. Green can be found at livesinthebalance.com.